Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
After years of getting ripped off by big wireless providers, there's finally a better option. Mint Mobile is the affordable premium wireless service that you buy online. To get your new phone plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/DIYS. I'm your boy Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet, You're Scary.
Hey, this is a whole scramble. My mic ain't even turned in. Let me get those.
Listen,
it's a quality right now.
It's a very busy week, bro. It's a...
Here we go. Yeah,
to Yeti. Our Patreon subscribers, man, we apologize for not doing this live for you guys. We normally do it live, but we are filming all week. I'm literally supposed to be at a show right now. I'm going to a show an hour late just to make sure we get this done, get it to our editor so it can be
our only window.
This is our only window. It's at night. It's late at night.
I just got home. I just got home. So yeah.
Pat got the Tuskegee jacket behind him. It's real out here, guys, is what I'm saying. That's basically what I'm saying.
But, you know, we still going to find the time for y'all, as always. So
as always. Okay. But,
you know, for the time being, I just feel like every now and then we just need a checkup on Florida. Florida's just been the butt of the joke for a very long time. I went recently and I enjoy Florida. I like them. So now it's not making fun of them. It's checking in because there's a lot going on. There's always a lot going on. And I be feeling bad. And I heard of this when I was down there and I was like, what? And I didn't make a video of it. I was so confused on it, but now it's making mainstream news. Florida residents are really unhappy right now because the state began this weird program where they're now releasing, and I this is not a lie, they are releasing genetically modified mosquitoes into the wild.
Yes.
Yes. Which sounds fake, but apparently the people did not have a big say in this. The government decided to release 750 million genetically modified mosquitoes. When you hear that, you're like, oh, is this chemical warfare or something like that? But apparently it's to reduce diseases. They're trying to control. This is like a control move, but people just aren't really feeling it.
I had to read the whole story because I was like, why would they do this, right? So the 750 million mosquitoes that they're releasing are supposedly all males, and they are to mate with the females and supposed to basically kill them off, and then the species dies off because the males won't be able to procreate because all the females will be dead. So that is what's supposed to happen in theory.
That sounds good on paper. Sounds great on paper.
Always sounds good on paper.
But it also sounds like the first 5 minutes of a horrifying sci-fi movie.
This is how the zombie apocalypse happens, bro. This is how it absolutely starts.
750 million, like that. Now that you said that, that's more believable in causing some zombie shit than a virus. Because you're literally like playing God and releasing mosquitoes. Like mosquito is like bottom three animals. Like
I absolutely hate mosquitoes and gnats. Oh,
this might be two of the three.
Saying,
That might be two of the three.
What does it say? Well, T.I. put it in a song, but people in the South and Midwest, they say niggas and flies. It's the two things that they hate, right? And mosquitoes definitely should be in there somewhere because mosquitoes are just, and like, what is the deal with gnats? Like, I don't understand them. It's spelled stupid. I don't like gnats at all. They serve no purpose.
Well, at the most, gnats are gross or annoying, but I think mosquitoes still get the edge because they spread full disease.
Yes.
You have to literally get shots before you go to certain places because of the mosquitoes there. So,
well, any insect that bites you automatically puts it above gnats as far as like hating them, but like the annoying level of gnats. Because you just be like, they just be in your house. You'd be like, how you even get here? All the windows closed. I got screens on the window. How the fuck did you get in here? And then when you kill a gnat, they always smear. It's just be like, it's too much. It's too much. I don't like you.
The worst is when they're like so frail that you catch them and then you let them go and they are still alive because your skin is squishy. But they never roll solo. Like a swarm of gnats is the grossest thing, because if you walk through it, you got to worry about, did it get in my ears or my mouth?
My hair?
Oh, yes. God, that's the worst. I hate them.
I'm not a fan of gnats at all, bro.
But yeah, mosquitoes, probably the worst animal if it's even in the animal kingdom. I don't even know how that really works.
I think it's more so insect, right?
Insects are separate from the animal kingdom, right?
Yeah.
That's how that works? Okay, cool.
Because I think
they're like their own thing.
Yeah.
It's like fungus, animals, and insects or something, like something random like that. But it says that, they released the 12,000 plus genetically modified mosquitoes over the next 12 weeks to reduce diseases and the bugs transmit, diseases that the bugs transmit. And the people are saying that this is terrorism, which I agree. But yeah, it says in the past few days, the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District, which is hilarious. I didn't even know that was like a squad.
Yeah, I did not know that was a real thing.
They announced the details on the rollout of the engineered bugs, which is like, that's kind of creepy that we're even saying that. Engineered bugs. Mm-hmm. Noting that the entire project is a, quote, safe, sustainable, and environmentally friendly solution to controlling the mosquito species. And then they explained that the non-biting male mosquitoes will emerge and mate with local biting female mosquitoes, resulting in the female offspring dying off, being unable to efficiently survive. Which, like I said before, that sounds really good.
On paper, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So,
hopefully it works, man. Hopefully it works. I wonder if people in Florida look at the other states and be like, those fucking guys are weird.
What do you mean? Because they're not doing the same thing?
No. Just be like, you know how we always like kind of poke fun at Florida? And we're like, yo, mm-hmm. What the fuck is wrong with people in Florida, right? I wonder if people in Florida look at us like, those fucking guys are weird.
Right? With all that sunshine and normalness. No cases of face eating over there. Weirdos.
Yeah. Who doesn't do voter suppression? I mean, come on. Georgia gets it. Am I right, Georgia? Who
doesn't do voter suppression? Nah, we love everybody in Florida. Tampa still got to grow on me. I'm still waiting on that Tampa trip that pulls me in, but I do like Florida. I do enjoy Florida. So genetically modified mosquitoes, that's where we're starting. On the other side of that same coin, there's a Florida couple that planned an entire wedding at a mansion because they thought it was empty. And when the guests started arriving, the people who live there were like, I'm calling the police.
Right.
Can you imagine the audacity? They literally planned a wedding with clearly somebody lived there. So maybe they dropped by a couple times and was like, you know what? I think that we can get away with this.
Yes. But wait, weren't they telling people that was their house too? Like, I thought I read that they were telling people that this was their house.
Well, of course. But I'm saying, like, if they did no research.
None.
and literally I know he's white, because what was his name? Finkel. this was Courtney Wilson and Shanita Jones. They invited all their friends and family to join them for a lavish weekend ceremony and Sunday brunch at a $5 million mansion. And it wasn't until the guests actually showed up Saturday morning to set up that they realized that the owner, Nathan Finkel, lived there. So I related this entire story to Nathan Finkel's POV and was just like, family after family are just showing up and you're and they're just saying, I'm here for the wedding, and you're like, what? And it's a Saturday morning, like,
man,
I would be so pissed. They even quoted his 911 call. It says, I have people trespassing on my property, Finkel told a 911 dispatcher, and they keep harassing me, calling me. Here's the best part. They say they're having a wedding here, and it's God's message. I don't know what's going on. All the comments are like, don't bring God into this.
Bro, my thing is like, all right, first of all, they didn't do their research. Secondly, where was he at when, I would imagine, like, chairs had to be delivered, right? So where was he at? Like, how did he miss the chairs being delivered in the backyard? The
catering.
Tables, all of that, the decorations business. How did he miss all of that and was just there for the people? Like, he must have got home late, late Friday, right? Like, 2 a.m. Friday, 3 a.m. Friday. Went in, didn't flip on the lights in the backyard, didn't look, just went straight to sleep. In a good slumber, then he started hearing the doorbell go off like, who the fuck? Nobody comes over here. What is happening?
Let me tell you how this nigga was living, though. This was a 16,300 square foot mansion. It was an estate. I think it reached estate level. It featured obviously a swimming pool, but the pool had a waterfall, a hot tub, a bowling alley, tennis courts, a gazebo, and an 800-foot bar. I've never even been to a bar where they bragged about the length, but this hoe is 800 feet, which is hilarious if you have one bartender. That nigga's doing fucking suicides. But I could see how there's a lot of your property that you're not looking at all the time. And he probably is somebody who ain't home like that, but he probably got a staff, right?
Bro, unless he's not home like that, then he would tell them, you know, take some time off. I'm about to travel for a little bit.
That's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's so funny that even the guests who were caught in the lie is saying that it was God's message. That's golden.
I don't know what I would have done in that situation. I probably would have just like tried to start speaking another language, because
if you were caught, or yes, if you were planning the wedding, or if you were a guest,
either one, I would have just like, I would have been embarrassed, bro. I mean, I'm like, listen, I know for most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers. All right. I remember I took Latin, and I only took Latin because that's what they had available that worked with my schedule. I didn't really think I would ever be using Latin in real life. But now, thanks to Babbel, the number one selling language learning app, there's a new, addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Whether you'll be traveling abroad or connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just want to have some free time, you want to learn a new language. Babbel teaches you bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in real-world conversations. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it a perfect way to learn a new language on the go. You can take Babbel anywhere because it's on your phone. It's literally on your phone. You just pop in your headphones and listen to lessons, respond, and you are on your way. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective, and with Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. So start with your new language learning journey today with Babbel. All you have to do right now to purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription is go to babbel.com and use the promo code DIYS, and you will get 3 months for free. So you'll get 3 after you buy 3. That's a total of 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to babbel.com and use the promo code DIYS. That's BABBEL.com and use the code DIYS for an extra 3 months, a total of 6 months. Babbel, language for life.
So that was hearty.
Thank you. Did you see that one coming? I kind of slid that one in there.
No, I didn't. Because I honestly believe that speaking another language in that scenario would have maybe worked. Maybe. Maybe. No, that's insane. I would forever side-eye the person who invited me to that wedding.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. It set you up. But
speaking of, I guess, scams, there is a very interesting story in the news about a scam artist who's getting a lot of praise, which a lot of scam artists typically don't get. But this was a Japanese dude who was recently arrested for fraud because he scammed 35 women that he was dating at the same time. And he was telling them all that he had a different birthday so he could receive guests regularly. This guy, his name is Takashi Miyagawa. This dude is a 39-year-old part-time worker with no fixed address. And he told that all of his girlfriends that his birthday fell on a different date. So he just was receiving gifts.
All the gifts.
Entire time. Outfit change. Commercial break. Where can they get the merch to here real quick?
You hit the link tree in my bio on Instagram. You can get it right there. You feel me?
Booty call. Coral.
Booty call.
Speaking of booty call, though, back to wherever I was in that story, we're very busy this week. And by the way, I'm not even going to try to front. 39-year-old dude in Asia scamming 35 women. 35 yeah. women.
35. They're
called serial sex swindler. One of his girls was 47-year-old, almost 50. And he told her that his birthday was on February 22nd, despite his actual birthday being on November 13th. So he was really spreading it out. He told another victim that he was that his birthday was in July, while another one said it was in April. So I think he was minimal one a monthing.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. I mean that's. Listen, on a villain level, genius, right? Because you get to spend your actual birthday with your main chick or whoever, the one you like the most. And then you also don't have to sacrifice your birthday each month with one person. Like you can just spread it out and each person celebrates a different day and makes you feel like a king. On the villain on a bad level.
Yes. The eject button. That nigga said,
it's been a long week, bro. It's a long week and a very long day today. So,
No, that was great. That was a good one.
Oh, man. I don't even, bro. How do you even have the time? Bro, like, no. I remember when I was dating in college, like, just talking to, like, four or five women, like, was exhausting. Oh. You know what I'm saying? You know how many good morning texts he had to send? Good morning, beautiful texts he had to send?
Oh, my God. He had more women than there were days in the month. So, I don't know. He would literally have to see one of them every single day, and they would still only see him once a month.
Hopefully some of them were traveling and that was his excuse. Because if you only use your powers for good, because I mean, obviously these are, if you buy shower heads, you got disposable income. Most people, like, as long as they got a little trickle of water coming out the spout, like they good. But if you buying luxury shower heads, you got a little disposable income. Like, the notes he had to be putting in on these customers to remember their birthdays, their actual birthday.
Oh, my God.
I know the rest of the employees like, man, Takashi really goes the extra mile with these notes.
All his customers are so satisfied. he's getting along with them so well. But that is true, because they even say in the article, I don't know if I said this before, but they're saying that he was still – like working through all of this, even though he netted over $100,000 worth of, you know, JPY or whatever.
Japan yen.
Yen. Yes. Over 100 racks worth over there. He was still selling them hydrogen shower heads. He was still really like grinding on the work tip. He wasn't just using his work to get women. He was still selling all of these things. So he was a businessman.
This bro, guy was how do you like, but he's spending all his money on dates. If you got 35 women, that's 35 people that want to go out to dinner, 35 people that want drinks, 35 birthdays. You have to remember 35 favorite colors, 35 best friends of that person. Like all of that, bro, I'm not doing all of that. You know how much money is involved with it? Listen, and I like to eat. I like to eat good food too. We would be at my crib. You know what I'm saying? I would have the highest level of HelloFresh because even though I like to eat, I do not like going to the grocery store, which makes HelloFresh amazing because HelloFresh, you get fresh pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your front door. You get to talk skip to the trips to the grocery store and you can count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. Ooh. The most important thing there. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. And y'all know I love to eat, man. This ain't nothing new. One of the main reasons is because of the quarantine. You know what I'm saying? We locked in the house. After that second week, we started doubling up and tripling up on the meals we had already eaten. But thanks to HelloFresh, man, and the fact that they offer over 25 recipes to choose from each week. Not each month. Each week. And I'm talking about for vegetarian meals, to craft burgers, to extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy. And with all recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity, you can't go wrong with HelloFresh. And another thing is, I don't like cooking for a long time. I don't want to have to go to a grocery store, find parking, grab my reusable bags, go in, grab a cart, then grab a wipe to wipe down the handle of the cart. I ain't trying to do all that. All to go home and then spend another 20, 30 minutes, 40 minutes on prep before I even start cooking? No, sir. That's why HelloFresh offers meals that are ready in 20 minutes or less. We're talking lightning prep recipes and quick breakfasts and lunches, perfect for your busy schedule. And even if you don't have a busy schedule, but you just don't feel like cooking all the time, it is perfect for that. So we want to hook you guys up, get you in that kitchen, feeling like you a chef, no matter time. I know when I was like, I was cooking firecracker meatballs, and I did this one chicken dish. Oh, you got to try these firecracker meatballs, man. Enjoy. Serious. Yeah, man. Get that on there. HelloFresh, man. Also, I was zesting lemons and zesting limes. I had the grater, and I'm zesting. I'm picking it up and sprinkling up. Man, let me tell you something. I felt like I was really in there doing the Lord's work. You understand me? I want to hook you guys up, though. Everybody that's listening right now, feel free to check out HelloFresh. All you have to do right now is go to HelloFresh.com/DIYS12 and use the code DIYS12 and you'll get free 12 free meals, including free shipping. Did you hear me, people?
Wait, say it again.
12 free meals and free shipping. All you have to do is go to HelloFresh.com/DIYS12 and use the promo code DIYS12 and you will receive 12 free meals, including free shipping, right to your front door. No more grocery trips. That's a whole week of lunch and dinner. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
They can get these firecracker meatballs for free.
Hey, man, if you want to go in there and sign up, you can go ahead and get a whole lot of stuff for free. You understand me? And I'm telling you, you're going to love it. And you're going to feel very proud of yourself for taking the time and cooking some good food, not spending the money on takeout, man. Trust your boy and rock with this HelloFresh and find out why it's America's number one meal kit. You feel me?
Shout out to HF. These firecracker meatballs do look amazing.
They are amazing. They are simply amazing.
Roasted green beans and sesame rice.
Let's Yes, sir. Get in on it. Get in on that.
I want to do a segment called Sounds Fake. This is something that literally sounds like I am making it up. This is not real. But this is 1000% real. Okay. To hear.
Yes.
If you were in your car on your way to, you know, one of the many things that you do.
Yes.
And you got struck in the head through your windshield. You had a giant gash in your forehead. You had to pull over. Something went through your literal windshield. And you know how strong windshields are. And you had to pull over. You're bleeding. And another car has to come. You are outside of your car. Like, what happened? You have no idea what's going on. A car pulls over, which I don't do. I never do it. I don't care how many peril somebody's in. I really just hope that somebody else, somebody else is out there. another, you know, brave motorist comes through, checks to see if you're okay, checks inside your car, and literally has to tell you that the thing that went through your windshield, struck you in the face, and made you pull over was a flying turtle.
Bro, I saw this caption on the headline and I just kept scrolling. I was like, I can't today. I ain't had my coffee yet.
There's too much going on.
I had not had my coffee yet. I can't. I couldn't comprehend it. I couldn't process a turtle fly. And I still can't. I still can't. You got to break this one down for me.
First of all, I would just like to throw this out there. This was in Florida, okay? Just to make it so that I don't know if that makes it more believable or... Because at this point, I've been to Florida. I like it. So I just... These stories are just like, I feel for y'all out there.
Yeah, please, they're going through a lot. The mosquitoes, the flying turtles.
I want them to leave. The animals are winning out there. They won.
They're good at what they do.
They're all bigger and just crazier. Be safe out there. Right. But yeah, it happened in Florida on the I-95. This woman was 71 years old.
Oh, bless her heart.
And I'm not saying was. She's perfectly fine. This isn't a tragic story. Like I said, this is a sounds fake story. 71-year-old woman. She was just riding on the highway with her daughter. Suffered a gashed forehead when something flew through her windshield. And she, her daughter pulled the car over. And another car had to literally get out and tell them there's a turtle in there. Basically, the authorities believe, which is funny, I guess they did like a little investigation. They believe that the turtle was trying to cross the freeway and got hit by another vehicle. So this is why I ask this. Not only is this an insane story, where is your place in the universe if you were the person? Like, there's so many variables. First of all, there was a turtle crossing the freeway.
Right. Where was he going?
I've never even seen that almost happen, but Florida. Secondly, I would only assume a car hitting a turtle just means a smashed turtle, right? Like,
one would think so.
I don't think a Mario Kart like hitting something, hitting it up into the air at all, let alone, you know, a trajectory that would fly through a car and hurt somebody.
Yeah.
That is crazy. But then for you to be that person to just be driving on the freeway out of the thousands of cars, I feel like I would just cancel my plans that day. Like, I would have to just go home and not do anything.
You should. You absolutely. Well, first of all, your windshield's busted. So you absolutely should cancel the plans until you can get that fixed, because that's just a hazard in itself. Right. Secondly, yeah, you might need to go home, burn some sage, eat some sage, light some Nag Champa, you know, recharge your crystals, put them in the window, let them, you know, the sun do its thing. Also on some sea salt, it's a good way to cleanse your crystals.
Even if you I don't know any of that stuff before, even if you had no crystals or sage,
yeah, just go get some, recharge them, cleanse them, all of that type of stuff. That is so bizarre.
I can't.
I don't even.
There's no sign of like the turtle being okay. But at that point in the story, I love animals. I'm not no like, you know, animal abuser, but like it kind of doesn't matter. There's so many elements of the bro, turtle surviving. Low key doesn't.
How do you even explain that to your insurance company? How do you be like, okay, so check this out. I was driving, minding my business, doing the speed limit. Okay. driving alone, you know, the I-95 and need a beep doop doop do with the boom, bust through my window. Okay, what busted the window? You ain't gonna believe this shit. Try me. Goddamn turtle. Excuse me? A turtle. You goddamn me, Herbie. Okay, a flying fucking turtle. Wait, ma'am, turtles don't fly. That's what the fuck I thought, okay?
The story is so weird. I explained the story first, and you explaining it back to me, I was like, no way, no fucking way. When you said turtle, I was like, shut up. That's how crazy this shit is. What they can't put in the
news. That's one of those stories where you have to upload pictures to your insurance company. You have to email the pictures because they just not
doing
that shit. This will fuck around to be a farmer's commercial. Because you know that we are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Right.
When he's walking through that hall of shit that has happened, this is going to be on that commercial for sure. Like flying turtles busting through your windshield, karate kicking you in the neck.
Oh.
We've handled that.
I never thought of that. I hope they have.
Yeah.
You could spin this. It's already a viral story. You have that. That's genius. That is genius marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. Farmers, if you're not already her insurance agent, you should definitely reach out to her and see if you can get the rights to this story.
Have that fucking brolic ass black dude talk about it. Allstate. That dude is gigantic. That's literally genius. Oh, it said, both the woman and the turtle made it out of the collision alive. So that the turtle has a story for his turtle homies too.
That nigga gonna get back to the pond and be like, y'all ain't gonna believe this shit here. And y'all know old girl, y'all know Nikki that stay on the other side of the freeway, right? He's like, I had just came up on the orange. I'm like, fuck it. I know Nikki like oranges. I was going to take this orange over her. I'm walking along the highway. Well, you cross the highway, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I've done it a couple of times. So I ain't did nothing of it. You know what I'm saying? I said, one foot on that motherfucker. Boom. Motherfucker truck hits me, knocks me in the air. Next thing I know, I'm busting through another bitch windshield. They gonna be like, nigga, no fuck away. He's like, hold on, I got pictures. He pulls up a little cell phone.
He would have the fucking police pictures. They're everywhere. They literally placed him. I mean, the people will see it. Shout out to Keenan, our editor. I'll send him the photo. It's literally a gigantic hole. And then the turtle's just right there laying on the windshield.
Turtle is going to need therapy. That turtle's going to be like, what the fuck just happened? Like right now.
I mean, it probably, it might have felt the wheel. I still don't get the physics of a car hitting it, you know? But it definitely tucked into the shell to go through the windshield.
Let me tell you something. If we start hearing stories of a giant turtle saving the day.
What you mean?
We gonna know it's this turtle. We gonna know that the scientists have heard about this story and they went to go get this turtle and they started experimenting and now they done gave this turtle some fucking serum that turned him into a teenage mutant ninja turtle.
Your imagination is on some shit today. I like it. That's awesome. That was the origin story we saw. Yeah. And a lot of turtles have not seen the inside of a human car also.
So. Man, listen, that motherfucker got a story to tell. You're going to put on that bed.
He was, because turtles are slow. So he was like, yo, you knew them humans was fast already, right? Let me fucking tell you, there is this whole other thing that they do.
Man.
That shit got chairs in it.
She should have took that turtle and went to go play the lottery because that could have ended all her shit. If this motherfucker survived being hit by whatever the fuck launched him in the air, survived that. Bust through her windshield and they both survive. Take this motherfucker with you everywhere, especially to go play the lottery immediately.
For real though. And it was enough strength to not only go through the windshield, but it still hurt her. Like it still gashed her forehead. I just don't get the physics. Like what car hit it?
Bro, that's what I can't get. Like, was it underneath the wheel and it got shot back or Because, like, that's the only thing I think of. Like a semi-truck, a semi-trailer was going over, and maybe say, like, let's say that there was a pothole, and a turtle was in the pothole, and the tire was going so fast on the trailer, right, when it went over the turtle shell, it shot it in the air and got it airborne. That's the only thing that makes sense to me, because, like you said, like, kill it. Well, but nothing else makes sense. Like, how?
But I feel like when you hit a pothole, what hurts your car is your wheel goes down into the pothole, so it hits it. You know, it hits up against something, which would kill the turtle. But right. I feel like it would have to be a car with a low ass bumper, a low enough bumper so that the front of the car hit the turtle as opposed to the wheel. Because I don't see what scenario a wheel that's going like this would hit a turtle and it would fly. You know, I don't see it. It would have to be like some type of flat surface. I feel like some type of like low bumper hit it, which is also
maybe even crazy. Bro, I can't even.
That makes the odds of it happening even lower, because out of all those cars that could have hit it, it was a car that was a specific shape to make it fling in the first place.
Right. whatever did it, it sent it to the wrong destination. That much I can tell you. That that lady didn't ask for that. She didn't say, I'm looking for flying turtles. Somebody threw it through a windshield. Whoever did it did not do it correctly. However, you don't have to worry about that with ShipStation, because if you started your own online store this year, you're doing what you love, selling products people want, and orders are coming in fast. Now the hard part, shipping those products out. Luckily, ShipStation makes it easy. With ShipStation, it's simple to import, manage, and ship your orders out fast and for a lot less money. It's no wonder ShipStation is the number one shipping software for e-commerce sellers, with more 5-star reviews than anyone else. Do you understand what I'm talking about? No matter what you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation funnels all of your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. You'll get access to amazing shipping discounts with major carriers, including USPS, UPS, FedEx, and easily be able to compare carriers and choose the best solution every time. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without the contracts or the commitments. So you get to ship more in less time. You get to save more money. You get access to discounts. Why would you not do this? Let me tell you something. This is the best way, the cheapest and most efficient way to get your merch out. If you're selling shirts, candles, socks, underwear, whatever it is, use ShipStation, because right now, all you have to do is use our offer code DIYS to get a 60-day free trial. That's right. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping. All you have to do right now is go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in DIYS. That's it. That's ShipStation.com, and enter the offer code DIYS, and you get to make ship happen. Yeah.
Did you do that? Was that them?
That's them. That's them.
Make ship happen?
Make ship happen.
That's great.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That might have been the best one so far. That was a great slogan. Make ship happen. All right.
Yeah, we out here.
Make ship happen. That's funny. Play on words of shit. That's actually perfect, because, you know, I was doing stories called, you know, Sounds Fake. And my next story was literally called Artist's Shit. I've always had an eye on high-end art, because there's art that amazes me, and I'm like, how did a human being with a hand do this?
Yeah.
There's art that's like, okay, a nigga a banana into a wall with the duct tape and sold it for $250,000. You know what I mean? Oh, it's a gigantic spectrum, you know? And there's obviously a deep reason behind all of it, but some of it, if not most of it, is just so unbelievable. And you really know, you never know the extent people will go to test the consumer until you hear about things like the Pet Rock. You remember the Pet Rock? That was like a huge thing. Somebody was really like, I bet I could sell this rock. They put googly eyes on it and it became a phenomenon. Bro, right?
I wish I could have caught a motherfucker talking to a Pet Rock. Are you just walking somebody's house? Like walking their house with them, you know what I'm saying? They hang out. Like you just came to town. They pick you up from the airport. You get back to their house. You drop your bags off at the door. You walk in. You want something to drink? Yeah, I love something to drink. Walk to the kitchen together. Rock is sitting there on the counter. Oh, hey, Rocky. What you doing? How did you get in here? Did you roll in here? They had a full conversation.
What if it was a romantic encounter? What if this was the date? Of like a girl or a woman that you were like super into, and she was just like, hang on real quick, I gotta let my pet outside, you know, they gotta gotta use the bathroom.
Yeah,
and super casually, you know, took the rock, you saw it, they were talking to him, and they're just like, I'll just be 1 second. By the way, this is, you know, hey, what's up to here? Put it outside, and then was just like, so where were we? What you doing?
Let me tell you something. I would be so torn because the comedian me would be so fascinated. I would want to see it through. The logical person would be like, run. Like, this.
Does that happen a lot?
This is a serial killer. Yes. Huh. Me saying things through to the end? Absolutely.
No. I'm saying like you. The temptation to be in, to almost like withstand a horrible situation because of the story
that
could come out of it, or the joke that could come out of it.
Yes.
That must almost keep you in trouble.
Bro.
Like,
I had sexual relations with a little person, and I've told you this story.
Yeah, but that was for the... That was for the joke?
It wasn't for the joke. It was for the experience. Just in case something...
That's universal, though.
Just in case something could come from it, bro.
That's universal. I feel like just for the experience is universal, or else why would anybody skydive? But like...
Some people do it for rush. Some people are junkies for the rush and things of that nature. Me, I'm a junkie for the story. You're sitting around... Everybody's talking about, yeah, man, I went to Costa Rica, I went to Puerto Rico, I went to Jamaica. I was like, I had sex with a little person. Whoa, hold up. You can't just drop that fucking bomb. Y'all been chilling on beaches and drinking juice and drinks out of coconuts and shit like that.
Well, but I don't consider that different, because having sex with a little person doesn't necessarily mean... I feel like anyone would do that, you know. I don't necessarily.
Some people would, some people wouldn't. Some people are freaked out by. I don't know if there's an actual term for like the same way that the people are freaked out by clowns, and not by no means am I comparing the figure or the aesthetics or the look of a little person to a clown. I'm just saying some people are freaked out by different things and people looking different. So
what I'm saying is that. Having sex with a little person is I would still consider that like a positive thing, like fun. You know what I mean? Like there's not a lot of negative things that can happen from that. But as a stand-up comedian,
yes,
a lot of the most realist jokes come from kind of like negative things, right? So I'm saying like the temptation to keep in a situation where the normal person would be like, oh, this is a red flag, I'm out.
Yes.
Not because of like the experience would be fun, which would be like having sex with a little person or like, you know, something like skydiving.
Or clown.
Anything like that. It would be like, I'm gonna stay in this negative situation, which a normal person would clearly get out of, but yeah. I wanna see if it could be a joke. I feel like that's exclusive to y'all though.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, but again, that depends on the person too. Because like, you know, as I'm older now, it's like I would gauge the situation like, yeah, I don't know if this joke is worth my right hand. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
That wasn't like a specific. That wasn't specific.
You at a bar in Russia and the niggas just doing this shit right here.
Like, it was so specific. I didn't know if that was actually something that you thought. I was like, that's a story in itself.
I've had some crazy stuff. I haven't had that one, but I mentioned the clown because I was talking to this chick who did birthday parties and she was dressed like a clown. And one time I was like, hey, just leave it on.
The clown outfit?
The outfit and the makeup. And she was like, oh, no, I'm not doing it. I'm like, come on, for me.
You said you were in Asia?
No. This didn't happen in Asia. This is just a random story.
So was she a professional clown?
She just did birthday parties and stuff like that. But she put like the makeup on and all of that.
So she was a professional clown?
I guess so. I just didn't feel like she booked enough to be like a professional. You know what I mean? But
you just described a, you said she did birthday parties.
In an outfit
and makeup.
Yeah.
Nigga, there's no SAG for clowns. If you book once, you're a professional clown. What the fuck? If I buy the outfit and the makeup and you book me once, I'm a fucking pro.
Listen, I don't know the extent of her abilities when it comes to juggling and balloon making. I just know she did some parties. So I don't want to say she's a professional and she can't juggle. Like, you could juggle three. She might have only been able to juggle two balls. I don't really count that as a professional.
Clearly. Did you meet her at a party, or did you meet her and she was like, by the way, I'm also a clown?
I met her at a bar, had no idea she was a clown. We talked for a little bit. It came up in conversation. She said it's not something she does all the time. She just found out she was good at certain things and she does it for extra money. Huh?
What was her regular job?
What does Shanna do?
That had to have come up first.
I think she just worked at a restaurant. I think she was like a waitress at a restaurant. I don't think it was anything because I was in college at the time. So this wasn't anything like. Yeah, that's why I didn't think it was like a professional thing. I thought it was just like a side hustle. Like,
well, no, I mean, now that I think about it, yeah, most clowns are probably part-time clowns.
Unless you're traveling with Ringling Brothers or some shit like that, a Universal Circus, I can't imagine like that being
part-time
9 to 5. Like, you ain't getting dressed every day putting on them big-ass shoes.
Why'd that come up?
What?
The clown thing at the bar.
No, it didn't come up at the bar. She told me this later after we were talking for a little bit. Like I think we were talking like a couple of weeks, and then she brought it up. Because, like I say, it wasn't something she did all the time, so I don't think like she brought it up. I'm pretty sure she didn't bring it up.
Oh, so this was somebody you were already seeing. And then
I had met at a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, met at a bar. Then,
so you guys were already talking and hooking up.
Yes.
So it, just as an additive...
She was a clown.
She said, by the way, I do birthday parties in a...
We were talking, I was telling you, I do stand-up comedy, do some hosting at the college, you know, all this type of stuff. She was like, oh yeah, I perform too.
That was her comeback to the stand-up.
I perform too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a comeback.
So what level are we talking? Are we talking nose and wig?
When she had came back to her place, when I met her at a place, her hair was already in a ponytail and the wig was off. But I'm thinking that the ponytail was possibly for the wig, like just made it easy to put on. So I'm gonna just go with yeah. I'm gonna go with yeah.
But you never seen her at work. You never.
No. I didn't go to her job. You know, I respect, you know, the boundaries. I wasn't gonna go. It'd be weird too. It's like, yeah, I'm with the clown. At a kid's birthday party.
Yeah, I don't think they bring significance.
Yeah. I'm just there with a Capri Sun, like, party kind of lit, though. I ain't gonna fuck with you, Jacob.
I was hoping you didn't meet her on the job.
I would just sit up in that Capri Sun looking like, hey, clown shorty got a little ass on it. Nope, that didn't happen.
Did she have ass?
Oh, she was thick as fuck. She was thick as fuck.
So there are clowns with ass out there.
Yeah.
These are things I literally never even like opened the door of the thought.
They're regular people.
So, okay. She tells you she's a clown. I'm sorry. I have to know like most of the details of this. What kind of clown was she? Was she balloon animal clown? Like what did she do once she was
booked? I know she did balloon animals because she always had like long balloons at the crib. Like that was in the bag.
Oh, she did it.
Yeah.
There was evidence of balloon animals around the house?
Not around the house. He had like a bag. They have like a go bag. They got their stuff in there.
Oh, but not blown up yet.
No. Just still in the pack.
Oh, that was just around? Okay.
No, all it was right. In the bag. She just had it in the bag. Like, she had, like, a go bag. Like, you know, like, all the stuff in the bag, bro.
I'm sorry. Keep going. All right, whatever.
No, man, you're making it weirder than it has to be. We weren't supposed
this
to.
This is crazy. It's crazy we've never talked about this. You fucking clown.
I never would have thought it would have been this. I would have thought it had been more interesting than the little person, but.
This is so much better. Okay. What were there? Okay. Did you see the balloons around before you?
Pat, this was a side hustle. It wasn't like her normal. So like, I didn't go over a house and she just got whipped cream pie sitting on the table ready to throw it in somebody's face. I would have left. Like, bitch, what are you doing? Why are all of these pies?
Did you see the balloons after she told you or before?
Nah, they were little, like imagine like a weekender bag, right? Like all of her stuff, I assume, most of her stuff for the job was in the bag. So like, I guess like the balloons and if she juggled, I never been to a show.
But she talked about it.
The time we were talking, I think she might have did two jobs.
Like, and she didn't tell you what her show was. You just know she did balloons from seeing.
I wasn't that invested, Pat. I couldn't even tell you her last name. I only remember her first name.
Okay.
And the fact that she was a clown.
Okay. So, okay. That's all the development I needed. In terms of when you found out.
Yes.
First of all, the fact that you didn't ask anything about actually her as a clown, you were just like, can I fuck you as a clown? It's crazy. You asked no questions. Okay. You just transitioned that into, do you still have the suit? Can we smash in it?
No, she still had it on. She had just finished the second job. This was like the second time.
You didn't say that. You met up with her.
I met her at a house.
And she was coming home from a party?
Yeah. I wish I had, now that I think about it, I wish I had taken more advantage of it. I wish I would have used it like, thing. Wow.
Wait. First of all, clowns drive home in the clown outfit. She had the shoes on?
She didn't have the big shoes on. She had a circus clown, man. She wasn't juggling rings on fire.
Whoa, what's the difference between a birthday party clown and a circus clown?
I think bigger theatrics and bigger props and shit like
that. She didn't have the big shoes?
Nah, I don't think she did. I never saw big shoes around the house.
What was her clown fit?
It was just like a colorful jumper. Like it was just like a painter's outfit, but it just had like different colors. It was like red, yellow, blue, and white, I think, something like that.
Okay, so she
didn't know that you were going to be this perplexed about.
You smashed a clown who came home from clowning. Like,
it's a part-time clown, man. It wasn't
her. Didn't know she came home from the gig with her. You said her
That's
hair.
That's what I said. She still had the suit on, and her hair was in a ponytail. That's why I imagine she wore a wig and a nose and all that. And
so
she
no, still big, makeup on. Yeah. No big tie.
Nah, she didn't have the big tie on.
And you basically were like, "Can you keep that on for sex?" So she didn't assemble her whole clown fit. You just as it was.
Yeah, that's just what she drove home, man. I tell you one thing though. I wish I had some blue chew when I did it. It was not my best performance. Okay.
Oh, the clown was like, womp, womp. No.
Womp, womp, womp. And if you've ever had that experience, I want to encourage you to check out Blue Chew, fellas. I know the last 12 months have made me feel like I've aged 12 years. And if you're like me, you're feeling your age more than you used to, especially in the bedroom. And it's time to snap out of it, okay? Because spring is on its way and it's time to get sprung with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED. All right, Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The package will look like this, okay? This is how it'll look. And inside of that, you will have this envelope right here. This is my package from the previous month, and this is for the new one. All right, so you see that it's a real thing. The process is very simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com. You consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part is, it's all done online. BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problems here. BlueChew offers tablets. That's right, in the tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct. So it's cheaper than going to a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from a little extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. Now I want to hook you guys up. All right, fellas, I want you to try Blue Chew for free. That's right, for the free. When you use our promo code DIYS at checkout, just pay $5 for shipping and go to BlueChew.com and use the promo code DIYS. And you will get your first month for free. All right. So we thank BlueChew.com. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. And we thank you guys for trying them out. Once again, head on over to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code DIYS and you'll get your first month completely free. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. Holla at your boy.
It's free. If you don't want Super Saiyan dick for free, like I don't know what to tell you. That's
I can't help it.
Just try it. Like I guarantee there's 0% chance you're not gonna keep the subscription going. It's just not gonna happen. No one who is just like, yeah, the Super Saiyan dick was fine, but I think I'm okay. It doesn't happen. Just real quick, I don't know what number episode this is, but that clown thing, that was my favorite segment thus far.
I've never even talked about it on stage because I didn't think nobody would really like.
Tahir has talked about having sex with a little person, being kidnapped and set on fire. But the clown, I smashed a clown right getting home from a... Mwah. That was it. That was it.
The things that get people, man, gets the people going. That's it's evocative.
I can't believe that hasn't been a heavily circulated story. That's all right. I guess we need to probe to hear more because there's a lot of gems he don't know are gems in there.
You know what? It's like so much crazy stuff has happened. I forget about it until something sparks it up. Like, I hadn't talked about the kidnapping thing in so long because I forgot about one. I didn't realize it was kidnapping.
Wait. That wasn't like an on deck story that you were just like ready to tell because it was so crazy.
No,
that was brought out just in the All Deaf podcast.
Which one, the clown or the kidnapping?
No, the fire on the abandoned building.
That was with Kev and them when we were in, I think, Hawaii, and it just kind of came up. And then, because they was like, so you were kidnapped. I was like, no, I wasn't kidnapped. They just called me lacking. They called me, you know, slipping, getting off the bus. They was like, no, that's literally the definition of kidnapping. And I was like, no, I was like 14 when it happened. They was like, yeah, doesn't matter if you're an adult. It's still a kidnapping. I was like.
It's actually more of a kidnapping if you're not an adult.
Right. I was like, well, yeah.
So that wasn't just an on deck, like this crazy thing happened to me. Story. Like, you know how everybody has like maybe like five, six on deck stories that's like crazy? Oh yeah, for sure. This one, that wasn't like one of those things.
Well, like I said at the time, like I didn't really talk about my past like that. It wasn't something that I wanted to highlight because I never wanted somebody's pity. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like I wasn't like telling it at the time for people to be like, oh, that's so sad. So
No. Not necessarily like the story I tell people a lot. Just yeah. Like the, you know, like when, you know, if I were to say most embarrassing things that have ever happened or most delicious foods that have ever happened or like, you know, the craziest, like the best thing that's ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
When someone asks you that, you're like, okay, there's like the things that kind of like the options that pop up right away, you know?
Yeah.
So when someone would tell you like, what is the craziest thing that's ever happened to you? It wasn't like the abandoned building on fire thing was just like, oh yeah, for sure. This one, like that had to be kind of like.
The go-to was probably the kid, the whole kid story, having a kid at 14 and then finding out he wasn't my kid at high school. And but then
the fire thing had to just come up almost.
I think it might've been repressed, bro. Like, I think I didn't go to that immediately because I found out later in life that that wasn't something that normally happened to people. Like, you hear about
the fire thing?
Yeah.
Really?
People getting set on fire and get, yeah, that's not something that normally happens to people. So no, yeah, saying, so I wouldn't
at the time, real time.
Bro, here's the thing, like when you are in, like, you sometimes you don't realize how bad you have it until you talk to somebody else and they're like, yeah, that's not normal. You should probably talk to somebody about that. Like, but if you are in a city that's surrounded by crime and mayhem, right, you just think that that was your day that day. You know what I'm saying? Like, people just caught you that day. Like, you don't
that
realize.
That seems extreme even in a bad area, though.
I guess yes and no. Like, when you think about, like, I'm in an area where drive-bys happen quite frequently. You know, I told you about the whole sock and lock thing. Like, people went to the skating rink to fight, and they had socks with locks inside of them, and they were tied in a knot so they could swing it easier to hit people in the head. Yeah. Like, that's you trying to kill somebody. You're not just trying to hurt somebody. If you connect with that head of the person that you're after, you could kill them. And so this was just the normal activity in the day-to-day things I would see. So I didn't, you know, it wasn't until I got older and got out of that, you know, encapsulated area and of crime-ridden neighborhoods that I realized, I guess that wasn't normal.
Being taken and set on fire, it seems like even in the hoods of Medine, That's still like a pretty like, this is a crazy thing that's happening to me right now.
And then you also have to remember, like if you tell somebody that who is not accustomed with that behavior or anything associated with that, because I went to school in a different city, then it becomes a thing, like they start to put you in a box of just being of that, even though you're not, you don't display that type of behavior because you're from that environment, they automatically associate you with that. So like, that's not a story you want to come out the gate and be like, yeah, this happened. Niggas be like, oh, this nigga crazy. Oh, this nigga steal. He about, you know, like, I didn't want the stigma. And again, I didn't want people's pity. I didn't want people like, oh my God, I'm sorry that happened. Like, a lot of people, you know, people always say, man, to hear his book's gonna be crazy. You should write a book. That should turn your movie your life into a movie and all that type of stuff.
No, it's gotta happen.
A part of me wants to do that, but the old part of me, the majority of me is like, I want to get on from making people laugh and making them feel good. And then maybe later on, show people what you can overcome. I don't want my first thing to be this, like, this old woe is me type of documentary about my life and shit like that.
Why would it have to be one or the other, though? Because if anything, the woe is me part of it makes the come up part better because it shows that you can come. A lot of people assume that you have to start in a good position to make it, you know, which is why rags to riches is even a thing, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like, I guess I just felt like, I was never special in the sense of that, because we all have the backstory. Like, some people could grow up in the richest neighborhood, but have an abusive father physically or sexually. And I don't want my story to, be like, it's so crazy, it overshadows that. Like, nah, like, a fucked up upbringing, a fucked up childhood is a fucked up childhood, no matter how it is viewed or pictured to somebody else. To you, that shit was just fucked up, but you made it through it. So I just didn't want my break into the business to be that story, because then I get the flashback of people associating me with that type of stuff, even though, like, you know, I don't think they would overall. It's just like, I don't know, bro. Like,
why would you talk about it breaking into the business? Because if anything, a book wouldn't be something you would think about now anyways, right? Like, that's, a book is always best, especially if it's about you, in hindsight. So it would probably have to be, you know what I mean, in a little bit. So it would probably, because it's like, the story is, I feel like the story, if anybody who was lit on fire in an abandoned building from that environment to go to a good spot is going to inspire somebody.
Absolutely.
But obviously it's not something you want to break into the business with. It's like something almost like, you know, I'm here in my career.
Yeah.
This is in hindsight. So I feel like it's not even anything to worry about right now anyways.
Yeah. I mean, at some point I feel like I'll sit down. Like, I was talking to my homeboy about it, cause so many people have hit me up talking about this and writing a book or a movie or something like that. And he gave me the name of a couple good documentarians. These people who are just, you know, they get paid to write down, you know, what you tell them, like, so you don't, like, cause I feel like I would be okay writing, but I would want it to be done right. And I feel like sometimes people ask the right questions to probe, to make you remember certain things that you might have repressed. And like, I didn't even think about the whole clown thing before. And, you know, like, it's just, and that wasn't something I repressed. I just didn't think about it. Like yesterday, Farron was on Zooming with the homies, and she told them about, like, because every time I'm like, how is it to live with, to hear? And he constantly, you know, was tricking you, lying yourself. She's like, girl, she was like, when I met him in college, he told me he never lost his baby teeth. Because his teeth were so small, I accepted it. And she was like, I brought that up.
She believed it?
Yeah. She was like, I brought it up. This is in 2005, 2006 when I told her that. She was like, I brought it up a couple years into our marriage. And he was like, oh, girl, I was lying about that. And she was like, I really believed that for years. He never lost
his teeth. Is that physically possible?
I don't know. But I didn't think she was going to Google it. So, I mean, this is 2005. This ain't, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think she did. I don't know. That's amazing. I wonder if anybody's ever done like a documentary about their lives only through stand-up or music. Like, because if you're honest enough, you could really string those together and give a pretty like accurate timeline. You know what I mean? Like, if it was just like the clown story and then like the fire story, and it was just like a whole bunch of stories strung together that were actually true, man, you could damn near interweave that with a documentary that would be hilarious and true. I don't think anybody's actually tried to do that.
I would need time. I would have to feel like my other endeavors are solidified enough to where I was able to take off the time and really reflect on those experiences in life to make sure that they are properly documented and recorded. Because to sit back, well, first of all, I would have to go back home. I would have to talk to my mom, some of my cousins that know about the shit, and get some of the missing pieces, because I'm sure I've forgotten so much stuff. So I would have to be able to have the time to do all of that too. But, you know, in due time, I ain't in a rush right now. And, you know, hopefully I have the time to do it in a couple of years. So,
but I will just say this one last thing. Nobody ever, I feel like the amount of people who anticipate their success, mm-hmm. and are like, okay, I'm on a trajectory where I probably would have a decent bio or you know what I mean, or autobiography, you know? So I feel like it's almost, if you know that that's going to happen, it's almost not a good idea thinking ahead to wait until you're old and successful and then be like, all right, now's the time. Let me try to remember all of this shit. It's almost like if you know you're kind of on that route, it's like, man, my shit would be crazy accurate and dope and probably doper if I collected this information and sort of got ahead of it and sort of saw and recorded it as I go, so that by the time it's the time to do it, it's like I have all these accounts, you know.
Well, that's what my boy was saying. That's the whole reason of him giving me the contact information for the documentarians. He's like, just get the first couple chapters out of the way so you don't have to try to remember all of those things and hold on to that for the next couple of years. Get this out the way, and then 6 months later, get the next chunk out. And then once you feel comfortable, you know, finish the last part, and then you can start pulling stuff away and give people the part that you want to be in the book. And I was like, you're right. I've been slow moving my feet when, and I still
great idea, too. Actually. I don't want to like die suddenly and have somebody else writing my Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah. It's like inaccurate information.
That's very true. You are right. You and him are both right. So, but damn, man, I'm gonna get on it.
Real quick though, just because I brought it up, I do want to bring up this artist. That brought us here, that made this piece called Artist's Shit. This is clearly somebody who was testing the length of the extent of how far a consumer would go. This was an Italian artist named Piero Manzoni. Long story short, this nigga shit into 90 tin cans. He put about 30 grams in each one. And today, a single can of those is about 300 racks. 300,000 dollars. This dude pooped into 90 cans. They look like those things that the cans that hold cat food. Poo-pooed in them, called it Artist's Shit, freshly preserved, 30 grams, produced and tinned in May 1961. Apparently he was exploring the relationship between art production and human production. Like I said, all you need is an artistic way to explain it. Keep in mind, this is right after a series that he dropped of balloons that were filled with, guess what, his own breath. As a nigga who just had to blow up balloons for set, there's only one other thing that you can fill that shit with. It's either your breath or a pump. But yep. He sold balloons that were filled with his breath. And then right after that, he shit into 90 cans.
And I am so bothered. I have no valid response.
I don't know if there is one.
I'm just going to let that live. I'm going to let the people sit with that. I'm gonna let y'all sit with that for a whole week before we come back, because
it's not a lot to say about it. You can buy some pretty expensive shit though. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, that's been another episode of Damn It. Damn It, That You Scary. I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud, and that was what we call an end of the episode Easter egg. just in case you hung with us long enough to figure out what was this artist shit that we were talking about. Yep, 300 rack shit, balloons filled with breath. There you go. Sit with that for 7 days.
We'll see y'all next week.
Later.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.